Well, you know, something that we, after many, many years, are trying to do is Seattle grew, but Seattle did not grow vertically. This neighborhood was designated a significant time, a long time ago, as one of the urban centers. And it's going to grow. So the question, is it going to grow vertically? And the other question is about the upside. Is this city just going to be for those of us who are able to buy homes and houses 40 years ago? Is this going to be a place where you got in? And if you have a hospital job, or if you work in one of our hotels downtown, you just don't get to live in this city? I think we struck a good balance by saying we can grow in our urban centers and create more low-income and affordable housing. That's why you see the advocates who work every day on homelessness and affordable housing. At the same time, 65% of the single-zone family housing in Seattle will still be there afterwards. Other questions? So you know, people can have their own opinions, but
we
actually
counted the number of
people can have their own opinions, but you actually don't get to have your own facts. So
I think John Fox has some numbers.
So
real facts.
We'll be able to provide you with those numbers. So under current zoning,
we're the only ones
under
that
current
went
zoning,
door to door and
the number of units that will go away will be in the hundreds. And under current zoning, the number of affordable units that will be built will be 20. Under our proposal, there will literally be hundreds and hundreds of additional units. So, you know, we can go back to sort of, I guess, a Reaganomics approach, which is we got here first, or we can look at the future and say that we can grow, and we can grow affordably. And I believe we can do that. Other questions? Okay. Well, thank you all very much. An exciting day to make Seattle an affordable city.